listening to the Bible 126 show.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Five things you should never do to the Holy Spirit. It is important for us to better understand the person of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people think of the Holy Spirit as more of an it than a him. But according to Scripture, the Holy Spirit is not only God, but he has a will, a personality, and can even be offended. Now that you know that the Holy Spirit is a person, we should not do certain things to him. For instance, grieve him, quench him, and so on. But what are the five things we should never do to the Holy Spirit? Number one, do not resist the Holy Spirit. Acts 7 verse 51, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you." What does it mean to resist the Holy Spirit? Sometimes the Holy Spirit wants to work in us, but we keep stopping him from doing his work because we feel we can do things by ourselves. Jesus called him the Comforter. Paul also called him the Helper. The Holy Spirit wants to help us, but we stop him. We shouldn't resist the Holy Spirit. It is like limiting God or rejecting God. The Bible told us to resist the devil because of the works of the devil. He is to deceive and kill. The Holy Spirit is what we need to resist the devil, and it will be inappropriate to resist the one who is there to help us. The Holy Spirit is here to help us, to guide us, and to lead us. There is a quote I saw which described this perfect, and it stated, "The Holy Spirit will lead us into truth, but there can be no forcefulness in that leading." If we are waiting to have the will of God forced on us so we have no choice but to follow that will, then we are not truly looking to follow God at all. We have to stop resisting and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to be willingly submissive to our Savior through the Holy Spirit and live our lives in that submission. That submission knowingly, intelligently follows Christ. Number two, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4 verse 30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." We are instructed here clearly not to cause the Holy Spirit sadness. The Greek word is laipit, which means to cause grief or cause pain or make sorrowful. Ephesians 4 verse 30 highlights several thinking points for us. Firstly, it means saved believer is capable of sin. And secondly, it means that God does, in fact, care about how we live our lives once we are saved. Let us strive to not grieve him. He has been sent to help you. Let us not make him sad. Imagine what it would feel like to live with someone constantly causing you pain, causes you sadness. Let's not make this the experience for the Holy Spirit in our life. Number three is, do not quench the Holy Spirit. Quenching the Holy Spirit is like shutting him off completely in your life. The Holy Spirit carries fire. He carries the power of God that He is to use in our lives. On the day of Pentecost, the followers of Christ were gathered in the upper room when the Holy Spirit fell on them and filled the whole room. The Bible described what happened there in Act 2, verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. The Holy Spirit was upon them, and it was like fire sitting on each of them. The fire of God burns in. God appears in different ways. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, God guided them in two ways. Exodus 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. The fire of God gives light and it guides too. That is what the Holy Spirit is like. When you quench the Holy Spirit, you lose the guide of God in your life. There are different ways by which one can resist or quench the Holy Spirit. We just make sure we are conscious of these ways and not to do things that will grieve the Holy Spirit. 1. Not applying the Word of God in your life. Reading the Word of God is different from applying it to your life. When you apply the Word of God to your life, you build yourself, and it helps you to keep going in Christ. If you don't apply these words, you will be devoid of the words of God, and the Holy Spirit will not see you as a person that loves God. James 1 verse 22 says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Number 2 is disobeying God. If you do this, it clearly shows that you don't love God, because anyone who loves God must obey Him at all times. Disobeying the words of God attracts punishment. Disobeying the word of God also means you don't have faith in God. It is the person you have faith in you obey. God will not be pleased with anyone who has no faith in Him. Number 3, not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead. We should constantly remind ourselves why God sent us His Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given to us to help us. He hates it when we think we can do things ourselves and neglect His help. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Always ask for the help of the Holy Spirit rather than try to do things by yourself. It is better when He helps you out. The last thing that grieves the Holy Spirit in our lives, which is also part of the things we must not do to the Holy Spirit, is lie to the Holy Spirit. Lying to the Holy Spirit should be something we should never try. How possible is it for us to lie to the Holy Spirit? It is like lying to God. He sees everything and nothing is hidden from Him. Why should you think you can lie to the Holy Spirit? Hebrews 4 verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in His sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit, and their punishment was death. The Holy Spirit is a person you shouldn't play games with. People have been talking about this story, that the things that these two people wanted to give were theirs, and there was no reason for them to be punished that way. We must know that they were not punished for hiding part of the thing they wanted to give. They were punished for lying to the Holy Spirit. They did not know that lying to the Holy Spirit will grieve the Holy Spirit. Act 5. The Holy Spirit is a person you shouldn't play games with. And number 5. Blaspheme. To blaspheme is to speak ungodly things of the Holy Spirit or to curse the Holy Spirit. This is common in our society today and it seems cool to people. They find it as a comedy that they can say to make people laugh. Blaspheme is a grave sin and the only sin that has no forgiveness. It is like cursing God. How can you say bad things about the Holy Spirit that has been sent to guide you and lead you on the right path? Matthew 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. The Holy Spirit is a person you should not play games with. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives and we need Him every day. This world has become very dangerous and we are faced with the things that are ready to take away our salvation. We do not want to lose our salvation, which is why the Holy Spirit will always be there to help. We must not do things that are not right against the Holy Spirit.